Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the chapter on filling up the safs from the front, leaving no gaps between the safs and the virtues of performing, and today we'll see the virtues of performing salah on the right hand side. So one is the first row, the other is to fill in from the front, to straighten the safs, to stand closer together. Today specifically, the virtues of standing where possible on the right hand side, filling up the safs, we find that the safs on either side should be equal, equidistant. So if they both sides are equal, then where should a person fill up the saf from? And there's encouragement to fill up from the right hand side if both sides are equal. If there's more space on the left hand side, the person coming in, he should fill in the saf from the left hand side. So immediately behind the imam, the saf starts, then to the right and then to the left. Right, left, left. So equidistant the saf should be behind the imam. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أتم الصف المقدم ثم الذي يليه فلما كان من نقص فليكن من الصف المؤخر. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that fill the front rows and then the rows that are behind the front row. So fill in the front row and then the row that is behind it. If any row is to be incomplete, it should be the last row. If there is any row that needs to be incomplete, then it should be the last row. Shouldn't be the front rows that should remain incomplete. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala mayamini sufuf. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his malaika, they send salutations and they send, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna, they send salutations. Here again, what is meant by salutations? When it comes to malaika, they make dua in maghfirat for this person. And when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's sending salutation means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends out special mercies who ala mayamin istufuf, those people that are on the right hand side of the saf. Here again the explanation is this extra fazilat, where possible a person is early and he can make it, then preferably he should try to come on the right hand side, but not deliberately where the saf should be distorted. عن البراء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا إذا صلينا خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحببت أن نكون عن يمينه. حضرت براء رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says that when we would perform salah behind Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we would like to be on his right hand side. يقبل علينا بوجهه. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he would turn after salah, like how we turn normally after Fajr and after Asr, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn after salah, most of the time he would turn to the right hand side, sometimes he would turn to the left hand side, depending after that which direction he is going in, that is the direction he would turn towards. So at one stage people had thought that this was something necessary, that we had to turn to the right, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn mostly to the right. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that those people that consider it necessary that the imam must turn to the right, then he actually has put a portion of his salah, he has given a portion of his salah to shaitan. Because this isn't the thing. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on many occasions also turning to the left. So it isn't such that the imam has to turn to the right. But here this hadith is showing us something that of love. Sahaba had so much of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that because most of the time he would turn to the right, they would want that the gaze, that their first gaze goes onto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before anybody else. In other words, they can see him quickly. They don't have to wait. If they were in another position, for example, on the left-hand side, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to the right, it would have taken them longer to see the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ulama explained that out of that extreme love that they had to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be in his company, even those few moments of delay, they didn't want, so deliberately they would try and come to the right hand side. So if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to the right, that they would be able to see his face quickly without any delay. This was the extreme love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُقْبِلُ عَلَيْنَا بِوَجْهِ فَسَمِعْتُهُ يَقُولُ, he said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn and face us with his, and he'd face us. And I heard him making this dua, رَبِّ قِنِي عَذَابَكَ يَوْمَ تَبْعَثُهُ تَجْمَعُ عِبَادَكَ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you protect us from the punishment on the day of resurrection, or the day when you gather us. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect us from punishment on the day when you resurrect us. or you gather us. You know, we learn also one thing, is that the dua after salah, normally it should be recited individually. Each person should make his own dua. Everyone has got their own needs. But sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say this dua with sound, with voice, like how this sahabi, Hazrat Bara radiallahu anhu, he's reporting this hadith, and he's reporting the words of the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. So it shows for Talim to teach people what du'as to make, and to teach people the wordings of the dua, then it is permissible for the imam to make the dua loudly with that niyat of Talim, of teaching the people. But ideally, each person should be making his own dua. Everyone has his own requirements, and this was the way and the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One last short hadith to finish off this chapter. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasitul imam wasuddul khalal. رواه أبو داود. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that put the imam at the center. Let the imam be at the center. Sometimes you go in some masjid, you find that unconsciously people not knowing that the musalla is to the extreme right or the extreme left. This hadith is telling us that the imam should be at the center of the masjid. In other words, there should be equidistance between the safs on both sides. So people coming in shouldn't fill one side of, as I said, one side of the saf more to the right or more to the left. Sometimes because the wuzu khana is on one side, you'll find that the safs get filled up more on that side. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that make it such that the imam is in the center. So as the people are coming in to fill the masjid, they should see that the imam is in the center. So this is what is meant by wasitul imam, that make your imam in the center, wasuddul khalal, and fill in all the gaps. The hadith we did yesterday is that when a gap is left, the people deliberately leave gaps, then shaitan comes in and he puts waswasa, he puts doubts in people's minds, he makes them forget, make them be distracted, and he sends their concentration away into other places instead of their concentration remaining in salah. Allah subhanallah give us all the tawfiq, making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, alhamdulillah.